Attorneys for the inmates call today's ruling a victory for prisoners and an indictment of the extreme isolation conditions that exist at most of the 36 supermax prisons across the country. One key point in the settlement is the dimming of the constant security lighting in prison cells that inmates claim make it impossible to sleep. Another is the appointment of an outside monitor to investigate inmate complaints. ACLU attorney David Fati says the ruling could lead to changes in supermax prisons in other parts of the country.
Courts are beginning to realize that supermax confinement can cross the line into constitutional violations. And so I do think that this settlement will help to accelerate that process.
He says recent favorable rulings in both Ohio and Arizona may lead to changes in conditions at supermax prisons there. But State Justice Department attorney Stan Davis downplayed the significance of the settlement. He says the changes it calls for would have been made without the lawsuit.
This was a matter of corrections decisions being made by corrections professionals and implementing changes and modifications to the institution that corrections had already anticipated making and envisioned making.
More than 100 inmates filed complaints about the agreement, most asking the judge to expand it to include a requirement that the prison provide due process hearings for inmates when they move from one level of isolation to the next. But Judge Barbara Crabb says while she sympathizes with the inmates, the U.S. Supreme Court has already ruled that prisons can't be required to provide such hearings. Inmate attorneys will be back in court at the end of the month to ask for more changes. They're asking the judge to change the criteria the state uses for sending mentally ill inmates to the supermax. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.